Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to the worship services of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We are still in our time of suspended worship here at Good Shepherd. We pray that God would rid the country of this pandemic quickly and that we would be able to return to our normal worship schedule and activities here in the congregation. In the meantime, we continue to bring you God's word over the radio, over the internet, YouTube, however you're watching or listening today. We pray God's blessing to you and yours from the Good Shepherd, Jesus, Good Shepherd Sunday, the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for wayward sheep like us. We pray God's blessings on our time together today. Our opening hymn is number 709. We heard that in the prelude. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Following that hymn, we'll pray Matins. That's on page 219 in Lutheran Service Book and following. If you go to our congregation website, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Good Shepherd Lincoln, GoodShepherdLincoln.org. The readings and the propers of the day are there. You can read them off your computer screen, or you can print them out for yourself at home for your worship today. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we all, like sheep, have turned away. Each one of us has gone our own path, gone our own route. We have tuned our ears to false voices, to shepherds that appear good, but in the end are merely hired hands who think only of themselves and are tools, either wittingly or unwittingly, of Satan himself. Heavenly Father, tune our ears and our hearts and our lives to the voice of the Good Shepherd, Jesus. The Good Shepherd who laid down his life for us. The Good Shepherd who picked his life back up again on Easter. The Good Shepherd who promises never to leave us nor forsake us. Heavenly Father, bless us as we worship this day in the name and for the sake of Jesus, our Good Shepherd, crucified and risen for wayward sheep like us. Amen. Amen. Hymn 709, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.
Yes.
Page 219, we stand. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in His hand. The strength of the hills is His also. Thus He is His, for He made it, and His land for the dry land. O come, let us worship and
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
Alleluia. your joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver
be seated. We continue with our office hymn number 710, The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want. Hymn 710. Old Testament reading for the third Sunday of Easter, Miscordius Domini, is from Ezekiel chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered, on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd for my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 2. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Easter Responsory, page 222. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep.
Sing to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. it.
If the Lord our Lord be our strength, give him the honor of his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. The Good Shepherd is risen. The gospel text today is especially beautiful. The gospel text today is also all-encompassing. Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd." The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own his sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. This is a beautiful parable, and this conveys a beautiful reality. Jesus distinguishes himself from a hired hand. A hired hand has no concern for the sheep. A hired hand is careless about others. A hired hand couldn't care less. And the wolf approaches the sheep. The hired hand stands in between the wolf and the sheep. What do you expect from a hired hand? The hired hand's first thought is to save himself. Run like the wind. The hired hand wants to get as far away as possible. The sheep remain alone with the wolf. Some sheep are devoured by the wolf. The rest of the sheep are scattered. They're either trying to chase down the hired hand or running away on their own. Jesus is simply telling you, I am not a hired hand. I do not think about saving myself. I never run away. I will never forsake you. Jesus is telling you, I am the Good Shepherd. I lay my life down for the sheep. My friends, we are to know this. We are the sheep. Not only that, we are lost sheep. By the very nature we were born with, all of mankind are lost sheep. All of us. Since the fall of Adam and Eve, since their fall from the holy flock, not a single soul is born into the flock of the Good Shepherd. Not a single one. By our nature, we are deaf to his voice. By our nature, we are oblivious to his words. By our very own nature as sheep, we do not follow the Good Shepherd. By our nature, we seek a hired hand with an artificially sweetened voice. And if we're not seeking hired hands, we scatter. We run away from the Good Shepherd. By our very own nature, we seek our own paths. We have tons of time on our hands lately. You have a lot of time on your hands. How are you running away to escape reality. Death is very real right now. We're reminded of death. We are reminded of the wolf every day on the news. Not just death of people, death of our jobs, death of our finances, but the opposite of death is life. We are reminded of life given to us here and in the next life, in the voice of the Good Shepherd, the very word of God. But we in our nature run away from it all. You haven't had to come to church in over a month. All of our services are on video, on radio right now. No one will know if you're not listening. No one knows if you're paying attention. Our good shepherd has told us the definition of Christian integrity. Hold his word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Even, my friends, when no one else is looking. By our nature, as sheep, we scatter. We scatter from the good shepherd. Hired hands and distractions from the word of God will only leave us stranded. Stranded, alone, the wolf prowls. The wolf knows your nature. The wolf attacks you. The wolf devours you. The wolf scatters you. You cannot fight the wolf. The wolf wins. But our shepherd, the good shepherd, the Son of God, the Son of Man, steps in. The good shepherd comes to always remain steadfast, standing in between you and the wolf, to do what a hired hand cannot, to do what you cannot. You cannot fight the wolf. Thanks be to God. The good shepherd comes to this world to fight the wolf for you. And he wins. To do this, and this is the most amazing part, the good shepherd takes the form of a lost sheep. Jesus takes on your form. The good shepherd became one of you to be tempted like you by the wolf. Yet, as Peter tells us, he committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. Your shepherd, the good shepherd, puts his own life at stake to stand in between you and the wolf and give his life. How that wolf must have been licking his chops as your good shepherd is dying on the cross. The wolf thought, now all the sheep in the world are his to devour, to scatter. But things didn't turn out how the wolf wanted. The good shepherd died and descended into the wolf's den. Our good shepherd let the wolf know personally that he had defeated him in death. your shepherd's death turned out to be your life. The death of Christ on the cross turned out to be life for you. By his wounds, you have been healed. By your shepherd's blood, you are forgiven. The good shepherd has redeemed all of his lost sheep from sin, death, and the power of the wolf. You, being misguided, a runaway, a lost sheep, have been rescued by the holy blood of your shepherd, Jesus Christ. Christ the Good Shepherd purchased you. Christ the Good Shepherd now owns his sheep again. This is the only shepherd that cares about you. This is the only shepherd that cares for you. And the shepherd is perfectly good. Being perfectly good, he also provides for you. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay my life down for the sheep." This requires some further understanding. In these days, shepherds would bring their flocks all to one meeting place at night, one common place. There was a practical safety in numbers. And then in the morning, as each shepherd was about to go their own way, how would each shepherd know which sheep are his? He simply calls them, and they know his voice, and they follow him. But the good shepherd's knowing of you goes deeper than that. Jesus says, "I know my sheep." He does not merely mean which sheep are his. The good shepherd pays attention to the special needs of every single individual sheep. The good shepherd knows each of his sheep. He knows each of you intimately. There are no secrets. The good shepherd knows the very nature you were born with. Jesus knows your needs and provides them. Jesus knows your dangers and protects you from the wolf. Jesus knows your sickness, body and soul, and heals it. Jesus knows all of your faults and leads you in the paths of righteousness. How? How, though, does he do all of these things? The good shepherd leads all of his sheep by his voice. The good shepherd, with his voice, restores you to the fold. Jesus Christ, with his word, brings you into his church to feed you with good pasture. His church is his flock. Jesus said, "And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice." So there will be one flock, one shepherd. You were not born of this fold. You were born as a lost sheep. It is in your very nature to scatter, to run away. But you know his voice. The Good Shepherd calls you by the sweet voice of the gospel. His voice reaches the furthest away sheep. His voice reaches those sheep that are on paths of sin and bad pasture. The Good Shepherd's voice, through St. Peter, "For you were all straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the Shepherd and Overseer of your souls." You hear the Good Shepherd's sweet voice. He brings you back in, for you have strayed. Yet, he does not scold you. He will not punish you. Instead, the Good Shepherd binds up your injuries. The Good Shepherd continues to speak his sweet voice to you, to wash you. The Good Shepherd continues to feed you, to strengthen you. And your Good Shepherd rejoices, along with all the company of heaven, all the angels and saints, as you are restored to the fold. The Good Shepherd rejoices when even one lost sheep, one sinner, comes to repentance and is forgiven. Amen. We give thanks and praise to our Good Shepherd for saving us, his lost sheep. In the Te Deum, on page 223, we stand.
We praise you, O God. We acknowledge you to be the Lord. All the earth now worships you, the Father everlasting. To you all angels cry out, the heavens and all the powers therein. To you cherubim and seraphim continually do cry, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of the majesty of your glory. Our glorious company of the apostles praise you. A goodly fellowship of the prophets praise you. The noble army of martyrs praise you. The holy church throughout all the world does acknowledge you. The Father of infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and only Son. Also the Holy Ghost, the Comforter.
Saints
in glory ever. us this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let your mercy be upon us, as our trust is in you. O Lord, in you have I trusted, let me never be confounded.
And welcome. Welcome in the name of our good shepherd, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who truly did lay down his life for wayward sheep like us, bringing us back into the fold, giving us forgiveness, life, and salvation. We thank you for joining us for worship today, whether it be by radio or internet or YouTube. There are a variety of ways to join us for worship during this time of suspended worship services. We know that the governor has issued a day to relax these rules. Unfortunately, those rules don't necessarily apply to Lancaster County and Lincoln. So we continue to monitor the situation, and we'll communicate to you as quickly as we can when we're able to have some form of corporate worship services. In the meantime, all of our scheduled worship services, 8 and 10:30 on Sunday morning, 6:30 on Wednesday evening, will be broadcast on KNNA 95.7 here in Lincoln, on our radio website, thecross957.org, our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org, and on YouTube, and you can search for Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Media. We thank our members and friends who have done such a wonderful job of supporting us financially during this time of suspended worship services. We ask that you, as you are able, continue with that support so we can keep the doors open and the lights on. Also, for those of you that are joining us from other congregations, we thank you for worshiping with us and encourage you to support your home congregation. At this time, we continue and conclude our service with the prayers of the church, middle of page 227, the Kyrie.
Art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our bulletin, we also pray for Terry Prince's daughter-in-law's uncle, Jerry, who has been diagnosed with COVID-19 in Des Moines. We pray for this week's call day and vicarage placement services at the seminaries, and we pray that this pestilence might be taken away from us. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for all of your goodness and tender mercies, especially for the gift of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and for the revelation of your will and grace. Implant your word in us, that with good and honest hearts we may keep it and bring forth the fruits of faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We humbly implore you to rule and govern your church throughout the world. Bless all of those who proclaim your truth, that we may be preserved in the pure doctrine of your saving word, and that faith in you may be strengthened, love towards others increased, and your kingdom extended. Send forth laborers into your harvest, and sustain those whom you have sent, that the word of reconciliation may be proclaimed to all people, and the gospel preached in all the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant health and prosperity to all of those in authority over us, especially to Donald Trump, the President of the United States, to all our congressmen and women, to our governor and legislators, to our mayor and all of those who make, administer, and judge our laws. Grant them grace to rule according to your good pleasure for the maintenance of righteousness and the hindrance and punishment of wickedness, and that we may lead quiet and peaceful lives in all godliness and honesty. Lord, allow them to open the churches again so that we may gather together to hear your word and receive your gifts as the body of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
According to your good pleasure, turn the hearts of our enemies and adversaries, that they may cease their hostilities and walk with us in meekness and in peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort, O God, with your Holy Spirit, all of those who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of peril, death, or any other adversity that they face. Grant courage and steadfastness, especially to those who suffer for your name's sake, that they may receive and accept their afflictions in the confidence that you will always acknowledge them as your own. Be with those Christians in Nigeria facing persecution and being systematically eliminated. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Although we have deserved your righteous wrath and punishment, we ask you, O most merciful Father, not to remember the sins of our youth nor our many transgressions. Out of your unspeakable goodness and mercy, defend us from all harm and danger to body and soul. Preserve us from false doctrine, from war, bloodshed, plague, and pestilence, from all calamity by fire, water, hail, tempest, from failure of harvest and from famine, from anguish of heart and despair of your mercy, and from an evil, faithless death. In every time of trouble, show yourself a very present help, the Savior of all, especially to those who believe. We lift up before you those who have requested our prayers, including Jerry, Norma, Ron, Janet, David, Sheldon, Barb, Mike, Michael, David, Robert, Jan, Marge, Jerry, and all others whom we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Cause all needed fruits of the earth to prosper, that we may enjoy them in due season. Give success to the Christian training of the young, to all lawful occupations on land, sea, and air, and to all pure arts and useful knowledge, crowning them with your blessing. Receive our bodies and souls, our talents, together with the offerings we bring you, for by his blood your Son has purchased us to be your own, that we may live under him in his kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these and whatever else you would have us ask you, O God, grant us for the sake of Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is hymn 735, Have No Fear, Little Flock. Hymn 735, Have No Fear, Little Flock.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen. What a great way to end our worship service today. Have no fear, little flock. There is a large amount of fear in our world today. We see it on people's faces. We see it behind the masks. We see it in the headlines. We see it everywhere. And we pray that God would drive that fear away through the Good Shepherd, who lays down his life for wayward, fearful sheep like you and me. You can check out our Good Shepherd website, goodshepherdlincoln.org, for the news and notes. All the prayers and announcements for our congregation are listed there, as well as all the different opportunities for worship, for the different podcasts and things that are available, one source right there. And please remember our radio station, KNNA 95.7, here in Lincoln, 24/7 of Lutheran Community Broadcasting. It's been a great, great blessing during this time when we've had suspended worship services. We are planning here at Good Shepherd for the day when we'll be able to have church again. If we are able to go by the governor's recommendation, we will have some form of corporate worship here on May 10, Sunday, May 10. We're not sure if the local restrictions for Lancaster County and the city of Lincoln will allow us to do that. If you want to give our mayor a call and encourage one way or the other, that is your vocation as citizen to be able to do that. But we are making plans, and as soon as we are able to, we will be back in God's house for corporate worship. And we pray that God would drive this plague and pandemic away from us. Pastor, any other announcements?
Nope.
Vicar, good job. Have a great day and week in the care of the Good Shepherd, and remember, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.